The Pakistan Federal Relief Commission today confirmed that nearly 59,000 people died in the October 8th earthquake. Pakistan continues to plead for antibiotics and other forms of medical aid. For the millions still without shelter, health complications are on the rise, and medical relief efforts are focused on minimizing those effects. Pakistani Dr. Irfan Noor works with a medical relief team in the Northwest Frontier Province. He keeps a diary for the BBC News website, and he joins us today from his medical unit in the small city of Manshera. I hope I'm getting that right. Manshera, is that closer to it?
Oh, yes, exactly. It's Manshera.
Thanks very much for staying up late to speak with us. And can you bring us up to date? How bad are conditions there, medically speaking?
Well, medically, conditions are not so good. I mean, where I am in Manshera, we have a couple of field hospitals, and the affected, the district headquarters hospital, the building is not possible to use. But elsewhere in the surrounding areas, in the remote areas, the conditions are very bad. Almost 70 to 80% of the health facilities are damaged or they are unable to be used. And people are still, trapped in places which are inaccessible by road. The army and other organizations are trying to get there by air, but still conditions are not so good. The winter is coming in, temperatures falling down. In some places, we're going to have snow, and things are not so good.
As time has passed after the earthquake, are you seeing fewer and fewer trauma cases, broken legs, that sort of thing, and more different kinds of problems?
Exactly. Well, the trauma cases, actually the acute phase is almost over now. The trauma cases are, we are still receiving trauma cases, but the ones which have been trapped for a long, long time. But the ratio, the graph has really gone down. But the problem now which is arising in terms of health is that due to the earthquake, we lost the track of day-to-day care patients, and there were patients with diabetes, patients with tuberculosis, patients with heart disease, and a lot of patients. We really lost the track of them. And above all, also pregnant women with deliveries and complicated cases. We are really facing a lot of problems, because in terms of maternal and child health care, we are in really deep. We have a lot of problems in that.
Are most of the people that you see, are they in tent cities, that sort of thing?
I'm sorry?
Are most of the people that you see, are they living in shelters in tent cities, or are they still up in the mountains?
Well, most of the people are still in the mountain. Very few have the access for tents, as tents are very, very short. People from Kagan Valley and Alai Valley, they might be coming down. We're expecting about almost 75,000 to 100,000 people to come down to Manshera and some outskirts. The army and the government are trying to make some tent villages, but so far they have identified three areas which can only maximum accommodate till 10,000 people. As compared to 100,000, this is, just only 10% of it. We are just at least expecting 75,000 to 100,000, but we might be expecting a lot more. We do not know.
We're told that many of the people who survived the earthquake may not survive the winter because of problems of lack of shelter, exposure, lack of clean water, continuing problems with diseases that you're talking
about. Exactly. Well, medically, if you just see that, nowadays, the diarrhea is on the rise because of not access to clean water and water sanitation. It's not available to most of people, so we're having a lot of diarrheal cases. And we're also having respiratory chest infections, especially in children. And the reason of this is because of lack of shelter and cold temperature. Yeah.
If you could point to one or two things that outsiders could do to help at this particular moment before the worst of the winter sets in, what would that be?
Well, for the time being, all we need is tents, but not just tents, winterized tents. We desperately need winterized tents, because the tents which we are getting cannot survive in winter. They cannot survive snow. They are meant to survive normal temperatures, but We need a lot of winterized tests. I'm afraid to say we are having very, very few. And well, if you can get other tents, it would be great enough, because in that terms, if we shift the population down and they come down so we could accommodate, we don't have even accommodation for the expected population to be coming down in the next 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, just to point out that people, I mean, in terms of, as I'm a doctor, that I went to Balakot this morning, and people are in immense psychological trauma. They can't even, some people cannot even speak or talk. In Balakot, one suicide has been reported, and I met someone who attempted for suicide because he lost all his family members. I mean, people are in immense psychological trauma.
After almost a month, you'd think that the doctors and nurses, people like yourself, are also beginning to run out of gas as well.
Exactly, exactly. We're really tired. I mean, most of people are really weird off. I mean, they're also having psychological problems because they've been working for such a long time and such difficult conditions. It's really difficult. Well, I just want to point out something else, that just a few days ago there was a flash appeal, and I mean, $550 million were, I mean, we were expecting, I mean, we needed $550 million for the next 6 months for the earthquake-affected areas. But I'm afraid to say that only $130 million were pledged, which is far, far less than which is required for the, at least for the next 6 months. I really urge everybody listening out there around the world, whoever is listening, that please donate as much as you can, because there are hundreds and thousands, I mean, I would say millions of people, without shelter and without, I mean, basic needs. They really need your support. And I mean, if everybody can donate a single dollar, I think it would make a lot of money. If just everybody donates at least a single dollar, and I don't think it's a lot of money for people.
Dr. Noor, thank you very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Irfan Noor works with a medical relief team in Pakistan. He's keeping a diary for BBC News website, and you can find a link to his diary on our website at npr.org. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. The United Nations is coordinating relief efforts in Pakistan. It recently increased the projected monetary need to $500 million. Joining us now is Jan van der Mordele. He's the UN Development Programme's resident and humanitarian coordinator for Pakistan. Thanks for staying up very late to speak with us.
You're welcome.
At last week's meeting in Geneva, UN Emergency Relief Chief Jan Egeland said, quote, "We need the money yesterday." Has anything changed after last week?
Well, the money is coming in. It was a slow start, but every day we see more contributions coming in. We wish it was a bit faster, and we hope that by the end of the week the picture will be much better.
We all know that winter is fast approaching in the foothills of the Himalayas there. Shelter, we're told, is still the most urgent need?
Absolutely. Shelter is the most urgent need. Tents is a big part of it, but it's not only tents. We are moving people up in the mountains to help restore what we call a warm room out of the rubble with the corrugated roof that is left over, and to build at least one place where the people can survive for the winter.
Yet we also read of families who live up in the mountains in places that are hard to get to at the best of times, much less now, who say they don't want to leave. Even if they don't have shelter, this is their home.
Indeed, these people have attachments to those places. There is lots of investment that went in those terraces in the mountains, and they have that is their world, and they have been surviving there for many years. But of course, without shelter, it is impossible to survive there.
Is there a winterized shelter? What kind of structures are we talking about?
Well, in those places up in the mountains, there is really not much place to pitch a tent, and a tent, given the snowfall, is not the best solution. So what we are doing now, we do a winter race initiative where people of two or three with a kit of nails and a few tools and a few sheets and insulation material go up and help the people restore at least part of the dwelling.
We keep hearing the awful numbers as the estimates of those killed and injured in the earthquake continues to rise. Yet, can you give us an estimate of the number of people who you believe may be at risk this winter?
Well, there are about 3 million people that are affected. We just did a food assessment to see who is vulnerable. About 2 million people will be vulnerable in the winter to inadequate food. That doesn't mean that there is no food in the country. There is enough food in the country to provide those. But it is always the same problem. It is accessibility. How do we reach those people? And as the doctor said, we don't know what they will ultimately do. Will they come down from the mountains or will they stay up there?
Jan van der Mordelij, thank you very much and good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
Jan van der Mordelij stayed up very late to speak with us. He's the UN resident and humanitarian coordinator for Pakistan. And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.